te pure re hua Re wa ra wa ki runga ra
Kia ora and welcome to Oho Ake Books. My name is Farius Lysander. In this podcast today, I'm going to talk about my experience of the last couple of weeks, about my own heart opening to the point where I've allowed source energy to flow through me and what it's pushed to the surface for me and how I've experienced that through the art of stalking the shadow, which is a Carlos Castaneda technique, and how throughout my entire life I've practiced this technique and not even known that I've done it, which is crazy. In the last couple of weeks, energetically, there's been some incredibly powerful astrological movements in the heavens. There's been a blood moon, a lunar eclipse, various alignments of planets. Nothing really too unusual on that, but there are also the energetic movements that have been amplified due to the nature of what the times that we are experiencing at this moment in our evolutionary planetary evolution. What I can see and what I understand is, from my own personal experience, is that the more I align with source energy from my heart, the more I am shown in my own personal life the worst of the worst behavior from people who are close to me in my proximity, in my sphere of influence. And what I'm experiencing by having this experience myself is that I understand this and I look at this subjectively and say, hey, you know what? This is an experience of me looking at myself, because the people that I'm interacting with, I consider them mirrors. I consider them mirrors. And I'm going to correlate this experience of what I'm perceiving, what I'm experiencing, also with the nature of my content or the books that I've written as well, and also my content for my blogs over the last year, because I think it's really important to come to this place where I look at this information, and I have over the last few weeks especially come to this realization that as I move through this greater understanding of what I'm experiencing, and I'm being tested in a way that I am open to opportunities to experience and respond in a way that's, in the past, I would have reacted or acted very differently towards the experiences I've been having with people. Due to the nature of how I'm choosing to act and where I'm at and put my awareness, like point of awareness, towards my movements forward into every experience that I'm having that is challenging me, I'm also able to look back at my own life over the last 13 years and understand the correlation between my books, the books that I was writing, and the content in those books that I was writing, and my own life and my own personal development as I've moved through that 13-year period and where I've got to. Because remarkably for me, looking back at this now, I look at those characters in those books and information that I was bringing out into that from those books. And, you know, I'm not going to say I'm ahead of my time. I'm not that egotistical, but there is, or narcissistic, but there is a large element in those books of information that I've brought out. And I've not all of it's been taken from research into various people that I've followed over the years and information I've come across. A lot of that information I've presented in those books came to me in visions, really strong visions, compounding over time as I was doing my day hustle, which was interior, exterior decorating, painting. When I was in the space, I was in the zone and totally present. I was receiving clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairsentient messages and information that were compounding into short stories and stories in general. I'm having this experience again, but it's not as intense as it was when I was writing the novels and short stories that I was writing at the time over the last 13 years. I'm more focused now on doing three things. My novel that I'm writing with Dick Swab is sort of taking a back seat, but I can feel this certain little movement in my being that's beginning to say, get ready. Because in the winter time, you're going to have time to write this book and finish it, the first draft, and you will. We will help you. We will come on board with you, and we will make it so that you can finish this book. I'm feeling good about that. I'm feeling good that I can get this book finished, because I think from what I've learned and understood over the last few years, especially the last year, as I've moved through my own personal development to a level that's gone gangbusters and really gone to a whole new level of understanding and deeper connection to source energy as I've aligned from my heart, I have so much more information that's presented itself to me due to the nature of the people that I follow, the research that they have done and what's becoming more prevalent in regards to breaking the surface of the control system as the control system becomes more and more overt. I'm beginning to see a bigger picture, and with Rigmarole, the book that I was writing with Dick Swab, I can see how now, looking at it, how all these strands, CERN Hadron Collider, Nazi International, the UAP, the UFO threat, all of this stuff, how it all correlates together in regards to the story and where I'm going to take it and how I'm going to finish it, which is more important, which is great. It's a nice feeling to have. But back to the essence of this podcast, which is my experience the last couple of weeks and how, for me, this experience has given me an opportunity to be a better human incarnate and to be more patient, be more tolerant, and to be more forgiving of myself, but also be able to hold the space and be that which I truly want to be. And I have to be honest with myself and with you, it has been really fucking tiring to be in this space and hold this energy of being in my heart while I'm experiencing the worst of the worst of people's behavior. Their shadows there have been projected out at me. Well, I've seen the worst of the worst in regards to their actions and their behaviors towards me, but at the same time, I've also seen some intense and powerful beauty in my life. And I've seen the best of the best as well, and in tiny little increments, which has been very powerful for me and very uplifting for me because of the nature of my experience, to be able to be open to those experiences and those moments and how deeply I can feel into them. I'm going to talk about all of this in this podcast. When I go into it, I'm going to go deeply into it because I think it's important for people to understand those experiences and how I can relate those back and correlate them back to my work over the years, 13 books that I've written. Well, I'm writing my 13th book. Not at the moment, but I've started writing it, as I've said before, in 2020. And I will finish it at some point this year. If not this year, early next year. So, let's go from the present moment back to the very big, to back to the books. Let's start here and work. I'll work my way back over the last couple of weeks and what I've experienced, the beauty, and also I'm also giving what I'm experiencing, which is neutral meaning by giving the labels and talking about it in the way that I will be, because it's just neutral. It's just an experience, but I'm going to give it some degree of meaning due to the words that I'll use around my experiences. And then I'll go back through the books and explain how those books that I've written and where my own personal development, looking back at it now, has brought me to where I am today. Well, in some ways, it feels like I've come full circle in that sense. And then that's why I feel as though also that I can walk away from the writing process for the meantime and do what I'm doing now in regards to podcasts, doing blogs and videos, and feel happy and feel passionate about these experiences because they're all new to me. I've been blogging for a year, doing podcasts since the end of March, early April 2021, and I've been doing videos about the same time as well. I'm really excited about doing videos. I really enjoy the process of creating videos and content. I'm really excited about doing podcasts, but for me, I think podcasts are one of those aspects that I will feel more inclined to do one every 2 weeks or one a week perhaps. I think that my energy levels of podcasts, I want to be able to compound a number of experiences over a short period of time and be able to come at this particular medium with a strong message but also a quality message and create some value with my podcasts, whereas the videos, they're very short often and the insights come quickly and I can relate those insights really powerfully and through video. I feel more comfortable in front of the camera now, which is also a bonus. So, the last 2 weeks have been really insane. I have seen what I would consider, I've been having a taste of my own medicine in regards to the karma that I've created through my life. All those experiences, I'm looking at this now from a very macro sense rather than a micro sense. I'm looking at this and saying, well, hang on a minute, these behaviors I'm experiencing from other people are all behaviors that I have in the past enacted upon other people in my life. and other circumstances that I've experienced in my life. I've been that person. I've done that before. I've experienced that before. I've said that before. I've done this before. I've been a people pleaser, and I'm not anymore. I've decided in my frame to be strong, to set boundaries with people, and call them on their shit, number one. So it's one of the first things I experienced was the last couple of weeks was somebody who has been with me, I've known this person for a long time, and I had an experience where I was setting up a weekend away with some friends to do a plant medicine retreat. And that fell by the wayside when the person that was going to come to that retreat decided they weren't going to come. And this was the person that had the plant medicine in the first place, decided they didn't want to come. Now, for whatever reason, this person has been incredibly generous of their time and energy over the summer and spring of last year, 2020, and also the end of the summer and early fall. And I can understand completely that they have decided to take a time out. They needed some time just to chill out and do some things themselves, just wind down and hibernate. Totally get that. I respected it. And what happened after that person decided not to come is that the other people in that group began to move and shift and change, and I was receiving all these messages from people wanting to control the narrative and control the situation to the best of what they wanted to experience, which is fine. Okay, I get that. We're in a group dynamic here, and we're moving, and we're everything's flowing and fluctuating. But I knew what I wanted to experience in this weekend away, and the person that was organizing this weekend away with me, that had the intention to work with me, took a back step when someone within that group of people, that nexus of people, they found a conflict with this one of the particular people in that group. And that conflict sent a wave, a ripple through the group right away, and then this particular person moved right out of the picture. So I was left to take the brunt of what I knew right away was going to happen. Now, how much of this was my projection into the circumstance? How much of this was actually me knowing what was going to happen? There's a fine line there, right? So what I immediately felt right away is I had a situation where I knew I was going to be experiencing the exact same experience I'd experienced with this person many times before. And it alerted me to set some pretty strong boundaries with this person and say to them, hey, listen, you've done this before numerous times, no more. I'm not going to bring you into a circumstance where I'm going to have this experience from you again. This is what you do. And I'm just not going to say, I'm not going to tolerate it from myself first and foremost. I'm not going to tolerate it from you. In the past, I would have probably gone, oh, you know, that's just so-and-so. Now I'm like, no, you can't keep doing this. If you choose to do this, this is the situation. You can either do this, but not on my watch. No. If you're going to be in a situation where you're going to move forward with me to create an environment, and then you just vanish and you just waft away. And when I'm asking you to make a decision based around what you wanted to create, and then you're not coming forward to be responsible for what you choose to create with me, it's not enough. I'm not going to be the one that have to carry the situation through to its end again. So I put down a very strong boundary there and said, no, not going to happen. Not anymore. That's over. Let's move forward. And I mean that. Let's move forward. We understand each other now. We know that you know that you can't do this with me anymore. There's a boundary being set. I want to move forward from here. I'm not looking at this in a malicious way. I'm saying simply this. No. And I look at myself and think to myself, how many times in my life have I been that person? Have I allowed fear in a situation? Have I allowed fear to control my actions and my words? How much have I lacked conviction to move through an experience where I didn't feel 100% I wanted to do it, rather than going, you know what, I'm not into this, I'm sorry, I don't want to do this. That's the conviction I needed from this person. No, I'm not interested in doing this anymore, I don't want to do it. Rather than being what we call in this country in New Zealand a jandal, flipping and flopping. A flip-flop. A jandal. Flip-flop. So, change my mind, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. It's like, no, you just a no or you're a yes. It's a fuck yes or it's a fuck no. There's no in between. Mr. Miyagi, grape in the middle, squish, you know what I mean? Karate Kid, yes or no, no middle, no maybe, yes or no. So that was really important for me to set that boundary with that person and go like, this is what I'm no longer going to tolerate from this situation. Boom, that's it. The next boundary I had to set and an experience that I had was that with that group of people, I made it quite clear after what had happened with this particular person that wasn't going to come to bring the plant medicine to the weekend away. This is what I wanted to experience. I wanted to experience a weekend away where we could potentially do a cacao ceremony, have music, have dance, have great food and good people. And that was what I wanted to experience. I made it quite clear and I opened it up, left it open to that. So this is what I'd like to have, if at all possible, for that weekend. I left it there. And then a week later, one of my friends said to me, can I invite my friends to come along to the weekend away? I said, yeah, look, there's plenty of room in the house at the moment. By all means, invite your friends, because they also like to do the same things I just said I wanted to create. They love to sing, they love to chant, they love to have cacao ceremonies. Everything was falling into place in that way. It was like it was a positive move I saw moving forward. I was excited about the prospect of having these people in the house too, because they're a wonderful bunch of people. What happened the next day? Someone in that group of people said, who are these people? And that particular person stepped forward and said, I want to take over the whole weekend. I want to take it over and have a celebration for this person's birthday that weekend. Invite all his friends. And I was like, whoa, hang on a minute. You just told me that you want to have an experience where you want to bring to control this environment. You want to take control of the environment. Now, is that what you're saying? And the answer was, yes, I want to take control of the environment. I was just like, well, hang on a minute. You want me to surrender my control of this situation and hand it over to you so you can create a different circumstance, but the people that are coming to the house that I've invited, what happens to them? What happens to them? That was my problem there. I was like, right away, I need to set more boundaries with somebody else. Right away, bang. I said, look, you know what? You guys, well, you want to create something completely different to what I want to create by the sounds of things. So I'm going to cut you out of the picture and put you to the side and say, you can have that experience somewhere else. I want to have this experience here. Thank you and all the best. And then you know what? By doing that, by cutting her off and saying, look, you know, you have your experience somewhere else. We'll have our experience here. And she took it in a way that I found to be interesting, but it was no malice from me whatsoever. It was me just setting some boundaries again with someone. Hey, look, here's a boundary. And I think of the times that I've done that with other circumstances as well, in environments where I've stepped up and tried to control the situation and make it something completely different than it was going to be originally. I'm looking at the situation going, like, that was me. I've done it before too. I know what this is like, but this is me now. I'm setting boundaries and going, once again, no, that's not going to happen here. And I tell you what, by doing that, what happened was that person's idea manifested somewhere else and it went to the next level and it became a really amazing celebration of that particular person's birthday. Now they've got an environment where they're combining two events at once and it's going to be huge and everyone he wants to see will be there. It's worked out really well for that person and I'm stoked that that's going to work out so well for that person. And that way there, what's happened is we've created two events, one on the weekend before, where that person's birthday can be celebrated in a wonderful way with all his friends. And the weekend after, I can have a weekend away with just a small bunch of friends that I want to hang out with. And we can have a totally different experience. And I'm stoked that I set those boundaries once again. Bang, bang, set the boundaries. Made it clear. I was honest, I was real, I was authentic. I was like, yes, this is who I want to be. I don't want to be a dick about this. Let's not make it into a dick situation, but here's the humanness in that situation for me. What I experienced after that was that I had various people saying things to me about what I'd done and their perceptions of what I'd done. Now, I can't be responsible for other people's perceptions or reactions to what I do. But I know that the circumstances worked out better than before. It worked out in a way that everyone had a win. But in her mind, in other people's minds, what I did was a dick move. And I can't be responsible for how people perceive my move, right? But what I can be responsible for is how I choose to respond to that. The next day after this happened, I got a text from a mutual friend who was going to come to the house who I'd actually asked, well, put to the side and said, you can't come anymore. I don't want to make this difficult. And two people in that group of people had a falling out. And one of those people came to me and told me all about the fallout. And even though I didn't want nothing to do with it, I open myself up to be compassionate to the situation. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Certain people within that group have strong points of view, have strong politics in regards to what they want to experience and who they are and what they're going through. And I'm sure it wasn't malicious, but you're having a misunderstanding here. What happened after that is that I reached out to somebody and said, hey, look, this is what's going on for me. And someone within this group as well. And then after that, repercussions of me reaching out to that person to say, this is what I'm experiencing, was more finger pointing and gaslighting in my behavior. You're saying this, you're doing that. This person told you this in confidence. You're pointing finger, you said this, you said that, rather than actually hearing what I said to them. And I wasn't heard by this person. They didn't hear me say, I'm tired of this experience. For 2 weeks, I've been herding cats. And now that I've set some pretty strong boundaries with two people within this group, everything's worked out really well. To the point it couldn't have worked out better, in fact. In fact, I've done what I've created by saying boundary is giving other people a chance to control their own environments to the point where they've created something wonderful for themselves. And that's a beautiful thing to look at from that perspective. But the humanness of these people's experiences towards me in regards to me being on the receiving end and how I chose to respond to that, yesterday I was so tired. I was so tired after trying to do my best to be civil, do my best to be compassionate, do my best to be patient and tolerant with people. But also I'm having a human experience. And I was like, I'm so fucking over this. I just left it. I got to the point where I had to leave someone a message saying, hey, listen, this is what I experienced the last 2 weeks. This is my experience. This is what's happening. I understand where everyone else is at, having their experiences. They've explained it to me fully. And I kept it so neutral. Whereas in the past, I would have fallen into the old patterns of finger-pointing, blaming, anger, and frustration. Now I was in a place where I looked at this very objectively and said, look, this is what's going on right now. This is how I feel. This is what I'm moving into. And here's where I want to leave it. Please, can we all just leave it here? I don't mean any malice towards anyone. I just want to move forward. The energy has been so tumultuous the last couple of weeks for me. Energetically, I've been pushed into situations, had experiences that have come into my life that show me the global Kundalini awakening, that show me how the global shadow has been pushed to the surface so heavily and so quickly, so abruptly, by the light that is focusing itself and forcing itself into this matrix of control. I'm seeing it manifest all around me. Wherever I go, people are, not everyone, but a lot of people are pushing out their darkness, their shadows, into the light. Because, and this is the thing too, my friend Tabash told me months ago. He told me that once you shine so brightly, once you really align with source energy and you allow it to flow through you, the light is so intense, it shines into the darkest recesses of people's shadows and people's lives. And a lot of people will walk out of your life because they can't handle the light that you will shine into their shadows. And this, my friends, is where Carlos Castaneda's The Art of Stalking the Shadow comes in. This is where you slyly, cunningly, humorously look at every experience that you have with people around you. And this is my interpretation of this technique. You look at every experience around you and look at it and go, ooh, okay, everyone is your mirror. And this is you stalking your own shadow. So every piece of this puzzle that I've experienced the last couple of weeks in regards to behavior that has not been conducive to my well-being or in my own personal perspective, what I've given meaning to, making me feel happy and fulfilled in my life, all these experiences I'm having with people that are pushing out the darkest recesses of their beings and their behaviors towards me, I'm experiencing this and going, I am stalking my shadow here. This is my shadow appearing and making itself present to me in these moments. And I've got an opportunity right now to heal this process. And this is it. You look at the experiences of the people coming towards you, pushing out their darkness towards you and responding to you in the way that they do. If you perceive it to be dark, remember it's neutral, but you perceive it to be the shadow, the darkness, the subconscious, the patterns, the beliefs, the insecurities, the control mechanisms, all these things, whatever's going on in people's lives, they're pushing it out there towards you, and then you see it as yourself and go, oh, yes, that's me. How do I heal this? How do I heal? How do I find a way to heal this? And for me, it's been setting strong boundaries with some people in the most loving way I possibly can do it. And I'm not responsible for how they choose to react to how loving I'm being in regards to saying no is a no. Thank you. No more. Stops right here. I can't be responsible for how I choose to react to that. I can be responsible for how I choose to respond to their reactions or responses to my actions. And of course, when they are acting towards me, I am responsible for how I choose to respond to them. And I've done my best to be anchored in my heart as I'm pushed into that darkness. And this is me stalking my shadow. And for the last year, and in the last many, many years, especially for the last 13 years as I began this process of writing my books, I have been stalking my own shadow by writing about those aspects of society that encompass the soul of society and the shadow of society, and bringing both those forces to light in my creative work. I've been stalking the collective shadow of humanity in my work with Lord Buford Somerset and Arnold Schwarzenegger. I've been stalking the collective soul of humanity to shine the light of soul into those dark recesses of the shadow of humanity and my own personal shadow by attuning to Pablo's energy. Armand walks that fine line between both those two forces, the shadow and the soul. So Armand Sueño, the novelist that writes with me, overlay that writes with me, the part of my consciousness that exists at another level of existence, that multidimensional part of myself, he walks that line. So whenever I've written books with him and together, that process for me is like the ultimate warrior. It's an initiation into the path of understanding what it's like to walk that line. And it's such a fine line to walk. You're tightrope walking between the abyss and the abyss, one side and the other side are the same thing, but it's a matter of looking at it and how you interpret it in my experience. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful realization to come to that and understand that this whole process of the books that I've written in the last 13 years has been me stalking my own shadow and the collective shadow of humanity and then expressing it, finding a way to express it, finding a way to shine a light of awareness on it. Really has been incredible, amazing. And here I am now in 2021. And the last year especially for me, I stalked the collective shadow hard out after doing my own work through 2020 and finding that balance where I was stalking my own shadow through my own personal life, pushing to the side the experiences that were offered to me in a way that could have been more intimate with various people in my life. That came into my life last year and say, no, I don't have time for this right now. And I knew, I can say this to you now, I made a video about this yesterday, feeling as though some of those experiences that I said no to last year that were more, would be more physical and intimate in a sexual way, I feel now looking back at those opportunities that I missed an opportunity there to know myself better, to grow and to share an experience that I now, I don't regret it, but I'd like to have had those experiences because I think they would have given me a greater understanding and depth and connection with those people that would have also brought up for me opportunities for deep healing. Funnily enough, one of those people that I said yes to last year and the person that I really, really saw in my life at the time I made this decision on Christmas Day, we've been flirting for almost 6 months with each other, but I hadn't gone through the experience because I just didn't need to. I didn't want to. I felt like in some levels, and this is what I understood yesterday too, I felt like I was losing my humanness. I was losing my sense of being embodied by not being in a physical, sexual, intimate experience with somebody. I was losing my sense of what it felt like to be embodied. My body was losing its memory, its cellular memory, its muscular memory, its memory of what sex was like for me and what also intimacy was like for me. I chose to have this experience with this person on Christmas Day. And then on Boxing Day in the morning, I woke up and we lay in bed and looked at each other for must have been close to an hour and didn't say a word. Just looked into each other's eyes and I saw her ability to carry the light in the dark. And the only being that I've known that could carry the light and dark like that is Armon Sueño, the novelist who writes with me, who's written Sanctum, Entwined, and United. It was one of the most beautiful, most powerful moments of my life to see a human being embodied in front of me that was able to carry that and walk that line. Even if she wasn't acutely aware or even aware herself that she was doing it and could do it, I could see it in her. Her ability was, at the time I felt it was latent, because she was more immersed in the darkness than she was in the light that was shining out of her eyes. Now, I haven't seen that person. I saw her at the end of January, then I saw her once more in April. We parted ways mid-February we parted ways. She decided that we weren't compatible for a relationship, and I totally respect that. I saw her once in April, and then I saw her again at a show. I went to the Pink Floyd Experience here in Wellington. I went and saw Pink Floyd Experience through Animals and the Wall. Such an amazing, amazing gig. When she walked towards me, I was on the phone talking to somebody. I didn't recognize her at first. She was like even the way that she carried herself and she walked towards me, she was a different person. And I didn't understand why I didn't see her and recognize her. But when she got to me, I was like, oh my God, it's this person. And I invited her to come along with me to the show because she's also a huge Pink Floyd fan. When she got to me, I didn't recognize her. And then when we sat down to have a chat before we went into the gig, she told me that she started seeing a therapist. And that's when the penny dropped for me. I realized that she began her work and she began to process her darkness and shine that light of awareness through her processes with her therapist and her own machinations in regards to becoming more deeply involved in her own personal healing journey, at the light that I'd always seen in her eyes. Her ability to carry that light and darkness was manifesting in her life. And this, friends, was probably the most beautiful experience I've had in a long time. And it also reaffirmed to me the level of openness that my heart had opened to and what I actually felt moving through me. And it was moving, it was a love and an understanding and a deep acceptance that I'd always felt for this human being. But the volume had been turned up so much for me as I'd done my own personal shadow work over the last 6 months. And to see her again and to actually know what she was, in my perspective, to know, and I feel like I did know what she was moving through and the person that she was becoming due to the nature of my own intuitive feeling that she was moving into the space and becoming this being, I was just aghast at how beautiful she'd become. She was always insanely beautiful, and now she'd become even more beautiful to me because she was walking that line in her everyday life. It had gone from being something that I saw in her, just her embodying it, her being it. And it was so inspirational to me. I felt like, wow, she's inspiring me to do the same, to embody that experience of walking the line between the light and the dark and embodying it in a way that I could hold the light enough to shine into my own recesses of my life and the people that would come into my life, and I'd be able to continue my journey of stalking my shadow, of stalking the shadow, collective shadow, and getting that much closer to the golden void, getting closer to the essence of what we truly are, as I pull back the onion layers of skin, of conditioning, of ego, of patterns, pulling all these things back to the place where I could actually move into the space where I felt like I was becoming that which I truly always wanted to be, and what I've written about deeply in my novels, the male characters that I wanted to become in those books. I had become them. I'd known that. I understood that. I got it weeks ago that I was moving into that place where I was becoming that. But this was me understanding in that moment where I sat next to her at the gig as well, how much my heart was open, how much this energy was flowing through me. And it wasn't about me. It was just me holding the space, me opening up to going like, you know what? I'm capable of holding the space for this energy to flow through me. And it felt like a tsunami was flowing through the eye of a needle. It was that intense for me. And it was beautiful and powerful because source energy had recognized itself, I think, and I feel. It recognized itself in me, but also in her and her journey, and wanted to help to flow through me to her on a level that maybe it might, she might assimilate it at some point in her life. But I wanted to reassure her that she was moving in the right path towards who she was becoming. It was beautiful. And there was a balance there. It was, even though it was one moment in 2 weeks, for me it created an enormous sense of balance from this dark shadow that I'd actually experienced in regards to people's manifestations in my life and how they chose to react towards me. I had that experience, and then I had this experience. And earlier in the day as well, during the week, my friend, another friend of mine had had a communication where that could have been perceived as being misconstrued or misunderstood. And then I said, let's have a talk later in the week. So we sat down together at a table, had a meal together, and we talked for about 4 or 5 hours. And it was amazing to be with someone who is open and authentic, and who in that experience of being holding space for them to be all open and authentic, and being open and authentic myself, how deeply, how powerfully I began to attune to the energy of what was flowing through me and what I needed, what I truly felt like I needed to express and be real about it without any fear whatsoever of the consequences of my words and my actions. It came from a loving, beautiful place. It came from a place that my heart was open. My heart was fully expressing itself in my honesty, and I didn't need anything from this person. I chose to be the person that I knew I always wanted to be. And that meant for me to set some pretty strong boundaries with this person. Once again, I can't make the boundaries. Can make the boundaries. And it was so powerful to hear this particular person say to me basically the same thing and reaffirm to me that we were moving together and growing together and evolving together. It was amazing. Amazing. And it created that feeling of balance, even if it was just two amazing experiences and a bunch of experiences that were far from amazing, I guess in the sense of a jubilant, happy kind of way. But they were all showing me and how I was stalking my shadow and how my shadow was all around me at any one time. And all I had to do was look for it, and there it was. Oh, okay. And then with these two experiences, for me, it reaffirmed that there was much as I was going into this darkness and looking at this hidden information, this hidden expression, it was there in front of me all along. And at the same time, having these two experiences with these two beautiful individuals, what it showed to me, what it gave me, was the impetus and the strength to know that I was moving on the right path. I was moving where I needed to be. And it was beautiful. It was truly powerful for me. Now, as I understand this, the nature of this idea, which is, I think, is true, of the collective Kundalini awakening of humanity on the planet at this time, how that energy is being pushed to the surface, the darkness, that shadow is being pushed to the surface, and that shadow, I consider the shadow at the moment, is in regards to the collective shadow, is the iceberg beneath the water that we don't see. And it's breaking out of the water, it's pushing up to the surface. And it's those little moments that we have, in my perspective, the little moments we have that we feel like we are truly aligned to source energy, that powerfully give us the impetus to continue on this path, to keep doing this, keep moving forward, to keep growing, keep healing, to keep our eyes and our hearts open, even when it feels like it's really uncomfortable. Just move through this energy with your heart open, back and front. So important. And look at my work. I correlate my work, my books that I've written. I look at them all, how realistically I've got to that point where I've realized that the shadow side that I have been exposing over and through my books, how much that energy no longer resonates with me anymore, but I'm seeing it in my everyday life. But for a while there, for a few years, I was deeply drawn to that darkness and pushing it out into the light by writing about it. And I finished actually a book, one of the books, Tears of the Tormented, I finished the edit proofread with my editor, my proofreader 2 weeks ago. When I was reading it, I was like, wow, this story is so fantastic and so amazing and so crazy, crazy powerful, and also showing and exposing the darkness. The darkness of the shadow that's being manifested in our everyday life right now. A lot of this information I've written about in those books, in these books, in this book in particular, I can see it manifesting in everyday life. And I was like, well, I'm not ahead of my time. I'm not looking at myself and being a narcissist and saying, I'm ahead of my time. I'm blowing my own trumpet. I'm not that self-important. I know that there was definitely, my soul has looked at this information, seen it for what it was at the time I was expressing it, and was just simply being present with the information that arose and finding a way to express it, because I wanted to expose it to the light of soul and awareness so it could be healed. And now I'm seeing it happening in everyday life, in our society, global society. I see it happening. I'm like, wow, amazing. The soul, source energy, wants to find a way to express itself, wants to find a way to shine a light of awareness into the darkest recesses and expose those recesses in order for them to be brought to the light, to be healed and taken back to source energy. Truly powerful experience. And with that, I will leave it here. Thanks for listening. I truly appreciate it. Ngā te wā. We'll talk again soon.
Rire, rire. Ho, di de, di de.